From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Two bombs target World Cup soccer fans in Kampala, Uganda, and more than 60 people are dead, including one American aid worker. Joanne Lockhart of the U.S. Embassy in Kampala says U.S. officials are trying to find out if any other Americans are killed or hurt.
Our consular officers are working with the hospitals and local authorities to identify any Americans that might have been among the wounded or the other casualties.
And the embassy says it will work with affected Americans in Uganda to get them medical help and travel back to the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton strongly condemns the attack. One blast was at a rugby club, the other an Ethiopian restaurant. The BBC's Will Ross reports suspicion has fallen on the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab, but the bomb blasts could be related to Uganda's internal affairs.
A Ugandan army spokesman said a Somali suicide bomber could have carried out one of the attacks. He said the head of a Somali man was found at the scene of one of the blasts, and he suggested the Somali Islamist insurgent group Al-Shabaab was to blame. Uganda has several thousand peacekeepers in Somalia, and because of this, the militant groups have in the past threatened to attack Uganda. There is, however, as yet no proof of who set off the bombs, and some analysts suggest they could in some way be linked to next year's elections in Uganda.
And that's the BBC's Will Ross. Spain is the World Cup winner for the first time ever. Spain made its one goal against the Netherlands in Johannesburg, and there was joy as far away as Miami, Florida, where fan Jesus Garcia was watching at a bar.
It was intense, it was exciting, and when he made that goal, which was a nice, you know, it was a well-deserved goal, It was rewarding. It was nice.
As for the Dutch, it's the team's third loss in the soccer finals. The Netherlands has never won a World Cup. European Union leaders are reconsidering how transparent they want to be with bank information when they release results of so-called stress tests on banks. The tests are supposed to gauge the strength of major banks and ensure stability in the financial system. Terry Schultz has this report on the deliberations in Brussels.
EU finance ministers will take another look at their decision to reveal later this month how well 91 European banks hold up when forced to envision hypothetical losses in their bond holdings. Presuming good performances, EU leaders hoped the results would reassure investors that the banking system is stable and can withstand the current financial crisis without going under or needing a bailout. But now the decision is being criticized for not requiring a rigorous enough test on the banks and because governments haven't decided what to do if a bank fails the test. The stress is now on finance ministers to decide how much data will be disclosed. This is their last regularly scheduled meeting before results are due to be published July 23rd. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
European stocks down today on some news of weak Chinese imports of commodities. This is NPR News. Congress comes back to work today after the 4th of July break. The White House is hoping the Senate can move quickly on a top legislative priority, the financial overhaul bill. Just before they left for their break, Democrats did not have quite the 60 votes in the Senate they needed to pass a bill. Today, the Veterans Administration is to announce rule changes to make it easier for military veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder to get disability benefits. They won't have to document a specific incident responsible for PTSD. Veteran Bobby O'Daniel of Greenville, North Carolina, says he'll welcome that. He served in Iraq and Kuwait in the 1990s. He's been diagnosed with PTSD, but he's never gotten benefits because of insufficient evidence of specific stressor events.
It was an accumulative effect of a duration of time that I was, you know, almost blown up on many occasions, and that has to do with a lot of the dreams I have of burning and getting exploded, getting crushed or suffocated. There's a lot of issues there.
He says there's no one specific incident.
Take my word for it that I am suffering, and honor me and my honor of service.
O'Daniel says if the rule is changed as expected today, he would like more therapy, group therapy, which he says helps him. And he says on a personal level, he wants the military to simply believe he's telling the truth. O'Daniel says if there is a rule change, he will apply again for disability benefits, but he also says he's been through the process so many times, he's not holding his breath.
It's promising, yes, but, you know, I've learned to just deal with the disappointment of denial.
The Obama administration says changing the rule will give veterans the care they deserve. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.